ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नाष्टभयेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवद्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीं। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदमृतदिवसमृतं विविधभक्तमरासमालयं मुहुरोरासिकभुवि भावुकः। एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियारिव्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 8th कैंटो 20th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 and text number 20. So first the text number 21 is written on the board, so we'll read first number 20 and then we'll recite together text number 21.
Nedur muhur dandubaya sahasracho gandavakim purushakina rajaguhu मनस्विनानेन कृतं सदुष्करं विद्वां बधाद्यात्रिपवे जगत्रयम्।
Translation: The Gandharvas, the Kimpurushas and the Kinaras sounded thousands and thousands of kettle drums and trumpets again and again. And they sang in great jubilation, declaring, "How exalted a person is Bali Maharaj, and what a difficult task he has performed. Even though he knew that Lord Vishnu was on the side of his enemies, he nonetheless gave the Lord the entire three worlds in charity." So now we'll read together text number 21.
Tat Vamanam Rupam Avadadat Putam Harer Anantasya Guna Trayatmakam Bhu Kam Disho Gyaur Vivaram Payodayas Tiryam Nri Devam Rishayo Yat Asatam Tadvamanam Rupam Avadadat Putam Hare Anantasya Gunatrayatmakam Bukham Dishodyaur Vivara Payodasyas Teyandri Deva Rishayo Yad Asatam Tat
Dat Vamanam Incarnation of Lord Vamana.
Rupam Form Avadhata
began to increase more and more.
Adbhutam
certainly very wonderful.
Hare
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Anantasya
of the Unlimited.
Gunatrayatmakam,
whose body is expanded by the material energy,
consisting of the three modes,
goodness, passion and ignorance, Bhu, the land. Kam, the sky. Disha, all directions. Dyao, the planetary system. Vivara, different halls of the universe. Payodaya, great seas and oceans. Tiryak, lower animals, birds and beasts. Nri, human beings. Devaha, demigods. Rishaya, great saintly persons. Yat, wherein. Asata, lived. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of Vamana, then began increasing in size, acting in terms of material energy, until everything in the universe was within His body, including the earth, the planetary systems, the sky, the directions, the various holes in the universe, the seas, the oceans, the birds, beasts, human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. Purport. Bali Maharaj wanted to give charity to Vamandev, but the Lord expanded His body in such a way that He showed Bali Maharaj that everything in the universe is already in His body. Actually, no one can give anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for He is full in everything. Sometimes we see a devotee offering Ganges water to the Ganges. After taking his bath in the Ganges, a devotee takes a palm form of water and offers it back to the Ganges. Actually, when one takes a palm form of water from the Ganges does not lose anything. And similarly, if a devotee offers a palm form of water to the Ganges does not increase in any way. But by such an offering, the devotee becomes celebrated as a devotee of Mother Ganges. Similarly, when we offer anything with devotion and faith, what we offer does not belong to us, nor does it enrich the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one offers whatever he has in his possession, he becomes a recognized devotee. In this regard, the example is given that when one's face is decorated with a garland and sandalwood pulp, the reflection of one's face in a mirror automatically becomes beautiful. The original source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our original source also. Therefore, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is decorated, the devotees and all living entities are decorated automatically. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantigam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaganvitam Sham. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Jadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. So here in this chapter it is explained how Bali Maharaj is surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at that time all the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems, the demigods, and as explained here, so there are different planets are there. As we know, we are on the earthly planet, Bhumandal, which is not only one planet, but there are different, actually dvipas. So we are situated on Jambudvip, which is the center of Bhumandal. So there are 9 dvipas are there. And the center is, the big mountain is there, Sumeru Mountain. And then Ilavrit Varsha is there, Jambudvip is there, and then 6 other dvips are there actually. And each dvip, each island is surrounded by ocean. So Jambudvip is there, surrounded by the ocean of salt. And then the next dvip is there, surrounded by ocean of sugar water, and then milk, yogurt. So different substances are there in the different oceans. That is on Bhumandal. So and in Jambudvip, so Ilavrit Varsha is there, 9 Varshas are there, tracts of land. In the center Ilavrit Varsha, to the north there are 2, to the east there are 2 Varshas, and to the west there are 2. And towards the south, Kimpurush Varsha, and then below that is Bharat Varsha, which is a big tract of land. And it is still existing, but now the common man cannot go there. And actually the planet we are situated on is part of Bharatvarsha, but it is just a small part. And so somehow, due to the influence of time, it is surrounded by water. And now the Bharatvarsha, which we are knowing today, of course nowadays it is called India, given by the English, but the actual name is Bharatvarsha. And therefore the cultured person, they will still say, especially amongst the Vaishnavas, they will call Bharatvarsha, they will not say India. Because for those who don't know, India, what it means, India is given by the, it is given by the English at the time of the Independence Day. So India means independent nation declared in August. That is the meaning of India. So, and so still it is known as such, but so some endeavors have been made in Bharatvarsha to change the different names which have been given by Muslims, also the English, to the traditional names. So, and of course we hope that eventually again this particular place will be known as Bharatvarsha. So, but even as we see, it is quite small now, because before Pakistan was there and Bangladesh, and that it was included before more was included. And but even still now, although we cannot go there because we are not qualified, Bharatvarsha is there, the tract of land known as Bharatvarsha. So and then the higher planets is mentioned here. So we know 6 above the earth are 6 and below there are 7. So altogether 14 planetary systems are there. And the highest being Brahmaloka, where Lord Brahma is situated, also known as Satyaloka. The highest planet, and then of the great sages, the planets are there, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, and then where Indradev, Svarglok, where he is situated, and then Buvarlok, so Buvar Svaha, Buvarlok and Svarglok. These are all higher planetary systems. And then as explained here, so some other beings are there, the Gandharvas, the Kimpurushas, the Kinaras. So these are all highly qualified beings, Siddhas and Chananas. So they are situated in the higher planetary system. But they were sometimes coming here, because the Supreme Lord is appearing many times in this Bharatvarsha. And therefore, whenever the Lord is appearing or some wonderful pastime is happening, then the demigods are coming and they're showering flowers from their flower airplanes. Nowadays, the people are thinking they're very advanced because they have so many airplanes and rockets, which is a kind of. Of course, when we see, it is quite advanced from the materialistic point of view, and now we have the mobile, you can do so many things. But it is the Iron Age. So it is the actually most degraded age, Kali Yuga. Whereas previously, and the Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, Sati Yuga, the beings were much more qualified, and the means by which they were traveling was also much more refined. So they are having planes, flower airplanes, and they were creating by mantras or even by their desire. Like Kardama Muni, by his desire, then he made an aerial mansion, like a kind of city which was flying in the sky. And it was not an airplane made with iron and so many metals and plastic. And it is a little bit, well, I mean, still you can reach the destination. You can go from New Delhi to America, which is quite something, very fast. If you go by boat and train and walking, it takes a long time. But by airplane, it's just a few hours. But previously, the flower airplanes, which were there earlier mentioned, they were traveling at a much faster speed, and it was more comfortable. Like in the airplane, it's a little uncomfortable. You cannot move around, you cannot run around. You have to sit for many hours, and afterwards you're a little tired. But when they had these flower airplanes, they could comfortably stay there. And even in Kardama Muni's aerial mansion, there were rivers there, or there were lakes and palaces there, and gardens. She was flying there with his wife, and they had a good time there. But still people think now they are advanced. So because they don't have knowledge. They have material knowledge, but they don't have spiritual knowledge. They don't have knowledge from the Vedic literatures, so which is the highest knowledge. And which is actually the highest culture, the Vedic culture, especially previous yugas. Now it is deteriorated because of the influence of the modes of material nature, and because people, instead of trying to advance spiritually, they're trying to be advanced materially speaking. They're bahirmuk, they're looking towards the material world and material enjoyment, material pleasures. And so previously they were more aware that we have to follow dharma, religion. We have to make advancement in spiritual path. So one time, the great sage Vasishtha Muni came to see Lord Ramachandra, and then Ramachandra greeted him, and then Vasishtha Muni was asking him, "How are you doing?" Not just "How are you?" And then you say, "I'm fine, I'm good, first class." But then he was asking, "How are you doing traversing the path of spiritual life? How are you progressing on the spiritual path?" And then he was answering, "Well, I'm trying my best to make advancement in the spiritual path." So in this way, so we can see that the times have changed. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in the age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy names, the mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we can make very swift advancement. And we can go to the highest planet, Golok Vrindavan, which is millions of miles away. And so the devotees who are perfect, after giving up the body, they can go very quickly to the highest realm. Of course, first actually it is mentioned by the acharyas, by Prabhupada, when we become perfect in this lifetime, then we go to one of the planets where Krishna is performing his pastimes. Means we go to one another Brahmanda. And that is going very fast by the will of the Lord, by the internal energy. Of course, some material energy may be there, but so very fast going from this universe to another, millions of miles. But the ordinary beings, they will, even if they have some faith in God, they may go a little upwards to the higher planets or even take birth again here. So this transmigration, giving up this body, going to another body, by the will of the Lord, Divinatrina. So by higher arrangement of the demigods, we're controlling. So we are not the controller, we are totally insignificant. But then the demigods are there, and then at the time of death, the soul is transferred to another body. And if they are not highly advanced, then they will stay on this planet. Or they may go to the higher planets. Only those who are nearing perfection by the will of the Lord, they can go to where Krishna is performing his pastimes, or Mahaprabhu, in one of the Brahmandas, different universe. So the demigods, they're much more qualified than we are. So they're flying in the airplanes, flower airplanes, and they were showering flowers. So many flowers on Bali Maharaj. And they were appreciating his surrender. So because he was ready to surrender everything, and therefore he's famous for in Atmani Vedanam, to surrender everything to the Lord. So ourselves in the platform of Sadhana Bhakti, we are also trying to surrender with body, mind and words. So we are trying our best. But just like, for example, the faith also, the humility and the surrender. In the beginning we have some faith, Komal Shraddha. In the beginning stage we have some faith, but some little difficulty, and then doubting the Lord. Why this is happening to me? So many difficulties. Should not be, I'm worshipping Krishna. Or even someday we leave the path of spiritual life because it is not going according to how they think it should go. And then they lose faith. But those who are more advanced, more purified in consciousness, no matter what, they will always be surrendered to the Lord. They have nishtha, strong faith. So, drir vishwas. And then similarly with the humility in the beginning, when one is coming to the temple, doesn't know anything, Prabhu and offering obeisances to the devotees, to the Lord. But then after sometimes they become familiar with everything, and then they start forgetting to remain humble. Many times it happens. Then they criticize this devotee, this problem, that problem. Because the humility is kaccha. It is unripe, it is not ripe. But if one is purified in consciousness, then humility becomes pakka dainatva. That is, one is properly situated on a transcendental platform. Then he's really humble, because he sees, I'm insignificant. I'm not this body, I'm the tip of the hair you cut 100 times and one time and again 100 times. That is the size of the soul, totally insignificant. So the advanced devotees, they are on that platform, so they are humble. And they're completely dependent on the Lord. They have faith in the Lord. And so they are respectful to everyone, respecting anyone. And being so positive, seeing that everyone is trying to serve Krishna somehow or the other. And then he's respecting and appreciating everyone. And so on this platform, actually we can surrender Atmani Vedanam. If you're under the modes of material nature, the surrender is conditional. But when we are situated on a transcendental platform, when you have the humility, the ripe humility, the strong faith, then you can actually surrender Atmani Vedanam. So from this we can understand that Bali Maharaj, he was highly advanced. Because his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, was a Mahajan. He was such a great personality, pure devotee. But due to circumstances, so he was appearing in the family of the demons, and similarly his grandson Bali Maharaj appeared in that family, but he was a great soul, and therefore he was able to surrender. And because of that, the demigods, usually there's always a fight between the Asura and the Surlok, the demons and the demigods. The Asuras, the demons, they are bothering the demigods. And then the demigods, so they are not appreciating. If somebody is punching you in the face, you cannot really appreciate that person. You keep distance. And you will not try to help. you're humble, then okay, you tolerate. So the demons are giving so much problem, so many difficulties. They're trying to take over the heavenly planets. So the demigods, they are not so much feeling good about the asuras, and there's always a fight. Although Bali Maharaj was with the demons, but because he recognized the Lord and he surrendered to the Lord, he gave everything to Vishnu. Therefore they glorified him, they appreciated. And they didn't think, well, he's from a demon family, he can never be a devotee. No. No, but they saw that by his activity, his surrender. And because by nature, everyone is a servant of Krishna. Even the biggest demon ultimately is a spirit soul, is a servant of Krishna. But due to the influence of the modes of material nature, they are so much covered. And they don't have then any faith in the Lord, and they are nasty personality, nasty personalities. So, but the devotees, so they are serving the Lord and they are trying to be kind towards everyone. So as soon as they see that somebody is surrendering to Krishna, they will try to help the devotee. And then they will glorify the devotee. And as here, so the demigods, they were showering flowers upon Bali Maharaj, glorifying him also. So then in this verse it is mentioned how after he had done this, so Vamanadev, so he expanded his size. So he appeared in the form of a brahmana, small brahmana, dwarf brahmana. And then, so as he surrendered, so by also offering water, sankalpa, doing the sankalpa, the declaration of the activity, while giving donation or anything, usually in the Vedic literatures and the Vedic system, so sankalpa is performed. One will recite the mantra, stating what day it is, what year it is, which season it is, which nakshatra is there. So he was doing that properly with water also. And then he offered everything. So he offered himself, he surrendered. And then Lord Vamanadev, as explained to him, he assumed a huge size, first covering the universe. And then, so it is explained here that everything was then included within his body. The earth, the planetary system, the sky, the directions, the seas, the oceans, the birds, the bees, the human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. So with this first step, it is mentioned, he covered the earth, this Bhumandal, and with the second, the higher planetary system, even going to the causal ocean and piercing that, and then some water came from there. And then with the third step, as we know, he put his third step on the head of the surrendered devotee, Bali Maharaj. So it is, of course, very wonderful, and that form of the Lord, also known as Virat Rup, is glorified in the Vedic literatures. And even the devotees, they will chant these prayers known as the Purushasukta prayers. So Vamanadeva assumed this huge form and everything was included. And as we know, even to Arjuna, Krishna, he showed this Virat Rup, the universal form. So sometimes he may show that. And everything is included in that. So Purushasukta prayers. Sasra Shesha Purushaha Sasra Ksha Sahasrapa Atsabhumi Vishvato Vritva Atyatishtadda Shangulam. So that is a famous prayers which the devotees are chanting while they are worshipping the Lord in elaborate worship. When the deities are installed, it is mentioned one should check the Purushasukta prayers. While worshipping the Shaligram Shila with Vishnu, then the Purushasukta prayers may be chanted. And even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so when he first revealed that he is the Supreme Lord, in the beginning, so when he performed his pastime, so as a appearing as a son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. So in a Brahmana family, so he was studying and he was defeating all the, even the Mayavadis and the Jnanis and the Smarta Brahmanas and even the devotees. They were all afraid of him because he's the Supreme Lord. They didn't know at that time. They were covered by Yoga Maya, even his devotees. But then one time he went to the house of Shiva's Pandit and he sat on the Shingasan of the Lord, of the Shaligram Shila. And then he told Shiva's Pandit that I am the Lord, you come and bring all the devotees here. And he was very much surprised. And then of course he immediately offered obeisances, he called all the devotees. And they all came here at that time. Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur, Gadada Pandit. So everyone came there. And then they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then revealing his transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord. And then he told them to chant the Purusha Sukta prayers. And then they were all reciting the Purusha Sukta prayers for the pleasure of the Lord. So in this form of the Lord, everything is included. And so Bali Maharaj, so he was able to appreciate and to see the transcendental nature of the Lord, of Vamanadeva, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so Srila Prabhupada in the purport is explaining that everything, so the point is that everything is in the body of the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. Bhaktaram yagatapasam sarva lokam maheshwaram. See, Mahaishwar is the greatest controller. So everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is emanating from Krishna. All the spiritual material world and all the other personalities of God that are just expanded forms of Krishna. So everything comes from Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. Of course, and Vishnu and Krishna, they are different and they are non-different. So Vishnu is also there and he's also Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. And especially in this material world, so the Purushavatars are there, from which the first Mahavishnu is there, Karanadaksha Vishnu, from whom unlimited universes are emanating. And then in each universe there's one Garbhadaksha Vishnu, the expanded form of Mahavishnu. And then from his lotus navel, the a lotus flower is coming, and in which then the 14 planetary systems are situated. On top the lotus flower, that is actually then the abode of Lord Brahma, the first created being in this material world. And then the third incarnation, Purushavatar, is Kshiradakshay Vishnu, who is situated in everyone's heart. So everything is included in the Lord. So then it is explained here by Prabhupada that actually no one can give anything to Krishna because everything belongs to him. But still, giving the example of the Ganges River, and we can see that the devotees, they're going to the holy river Ganges or Jamuna, they will take a bath. And then out of respect, they offer Jalanjali, Jal. Anjali means with the hand, like we do Pushpanjali or Kushumanjali. We offer flowers with these two hands. And we're not only offering the flowers, but we should offer our heart, our love, our devotion. So then this, with flowers you can do an offering, or here Jal Anjali with water. We put in your two hands the water from the Ganges or Jamuna River, and then you offer to the Jamuna. So the water, as Prabhupada is explaining, is the Ganges water, belongs to the Ganges. So you take it, the Ganges River doesn't become less, it's nothing, one handful. And you offer to Ganges, and the Ganges River doesn't become more because of your offering. So similarly, we may get something from the Lord, but everything belongs to the Lord. But then if we offered it to Krishna, then we are recognized as a devotee. and that we are supposed to do. Whatever we have, and our consciousness, our mind, our self, our body, our possessions, everything, house, children, everything should be offered to Krishna. Jokichumor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, my house, my wife, my everything I'm offering to you. That is Atmani Vedanam. So in purified consciousness. So that is actually the duty of every living entity to offer everything to the Supreme Lord. And in this way, then he becomes purified in consciousness by constantly engaging everything in Krishna's seva. So the intelligence, the consciousness, one has to try to think about Krishna, use the intelligence, one has to decide every second, I should surrender to Krishna, I have to serve Krishna. And then the body, all the senses, we look at Krishna with our eyes, we hear about Krishna, we smell the incense which has been offered to Krishna, we serve, we do artik, we clean the temple. So everything, all the senses have to be engaged in the service of the Lord. And in this way the consciousness becomes purified. Chetudar paramajanam. The chitta, the consciousness becomes cleansed. Majanam. By engaging constantly, especially also by chanting the Maha Mantra, which is most important. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, especially by chanting the holy names, you become purified. But then we have to engage in some practical service because we have this body. And in the beginning, one is not qualified to simply chant the holy names. So that is only for those who are highly advanced. They may just sit in one place and chant the holy names. Nirjan Bhajan. And then they can realize the form of the Lord and the pastimes of the Lord. But that is for those who are highly advanced. In the beginning stage, even in intermediate state, the Kanishtha Madhyam Bhaktas, so they have to engage in practical service, engage the senses in the service of the Lord. And in this way the consciousness becomes more and more purified. And then one can see oneself as being different from this body, from the gross body and the subtle body. And then one can perceive the Lord by chanting the holy names, by engaging in service. And then there's a transcendental loving exchange. Sambandha. Vastav Sambandha. So the real relationship is actually with Krishna. That is the eternal relationship. So we have to engage in the spiritual activities. We have to revive our relationship with Krishna. It is there in dormant state. So by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord, by engaging in spiritual activities, by hearing and by chanting the holy names, by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, of Mahaprabhu, his eternal pastimes, his pastimes in this world, and Krishna's pastimes in Golok and in Prakat Lila, then we can become absorbed in that. And then we can be fully engaged in spiritual activities. And then it is just a matter of time till we can get the perfection, Siddhavastha, Sarup Siddhi, when we can realize Krishna Sarup and our Sarup, and that is actually the aim of life. So we have to constantly endeavor. And by doing that, then as Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, then everything becomes actually transcendental. All our activities and our senses, they become transcendental. So that is the example of Bali Maharaj, so that he surrendered everything to the Supreme Lord, Atmani Vedanam. So we should also try to do that, to surrender everything to the Lord. And the more we become purified in consciousness, the more we are able to properly surrender to the Lord. And here one more point is making at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada, that if one is engaging everything in the Lord's form and decorating the deities and garlands, and just like, for example, today also you can see, because for 21 days, for the small deities, we are offering chandan that is very pleasing to the Lord. Now it's hot. And then if you apply chandan, the body becomes cool. So if you offer to the Lord, then actually He will be satisfied, and then we'll be satisfied also. Sometimes we'll get the chandan mahaprasad, we can apply our head a little bit here, then we also feel cool. And simply by satisfying Krishna, then we will get some relief from this material existence, from this heat of this world. And then we offer garlands, and then we get the mahaprasad garland, and then we are blessed. And as explained here, the garland and sandalwood pulp. And then the devotees, then you can see sometimes they have so much chandan here, and they have a beautiful garland, and they become beautiful. Because first of all, they are surrendering to Krishna, and that their consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, the mind is absorbed in Krishna, and that will reflect, because Krishna is in the heart, and we are there in this body, and if you surrender it to Krishna, then actually the devotee becomes beautiful. Even if you don't have the garland or the sandalwood, but if you want to surrender to Krishna, then one becomes effulgent, just like Prabhupada, because he was fully surrendered to Krishna. He was so effulgent. And that can be seen then by those devotees who are practicing also, and even by the common man who are not envious, who are simple, who are innocent. They will recognize a great devotee when he's coming, because he's effulgent. And then immediately, as explained in the scriptures, one becomes reminded of Krishna by seeing a devotee. And because he's so effulgent. And then, so in this way, by being engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, by surrendering to Krishna, by decorating Krishna nicely, then we are also nicely decorated. And especially if you are also always chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's one verse in glorification of Krishna Nam from the Brihad Bhagavadamrita by Sanatan Goswami. It's a book which is explaining about the process of devotional service and the highest form of devotional service, which is that of the Brijbasis. And Prabhupada has written in one place, anyone who wants to know about Bhagavan, about bhakti, and about bhakta, one who wants to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about devotional service, and about the greatest devotee, he must read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But first we have to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then we may read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Jayati jayati namananda rupam murare viramita nidhidharma dhyana pujadiyatam kadama pisakridatam muktinam paramam ritamekanam jivanam bhushanam me. So, 9 o'clock, it is time to stop. So we stopped with this beautiful verse. I will just give the meaning of this verse, and then you can all take some mahaprasad. So jayati jayati namananda rupam. All glories to Krishna Nam, which is the embodiment of all bliss. Ananda, Krishna is the source of bliss, Paramananda. And Krishna, Krishna Nam are not different. Jayati, Jayati, Namananda Rupa, Murare. And he is killing the demon Mura. And Krishna can kill also all the unwanted things in our heart, material desires, which are like demons. Viramita, Viram Dena. Is giving a stop to the cycle of birth and death. In a conditioned state, we are taking birth, dying, taking birth, dying, taking birth, dying. Sometimes higher planets, sometimes lower planets, sometimes it's dog or hog. So, but by surrendering to Krishna, Viram, it is giving a stop. No more birth and death. Stop. Finished. When you're serving Krishna, when you're fully realized, then you can always serve Krishna. And if Krishna wants, you may still come here, but in a liberated state, as Nitya Mukta, then we can preach like the pure devotees, like Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta. So Viramita Nija Dharma. So he's explaining that is the actual dharma in the age of Kali, is chanting the holy name. Nija Dharma. Pujadiyatam. So puja and all the other things like giving donation, meditation, everything is included in Krishna Naam. If you're chanting Krishna Naam, if you're speaking loudly the mantra, then, or if you're telling others to chant Hare Krishna, that is the greatest gift, greatest dharm. And the devotees who are advanced, they're doing it while chanting Hare Krishna. Amanina amanana Krishna namasadalabe vraja radha Krishna seva manase karibe. They're chanting always Hare Krishna, always very humble, respectful. And within the mind, they're serving Radha and Krishna. While chanting, they're offering flowers to Krishna. They're offering something. That is, of course, in the higher stage, but we have to try to come to that stage. So everything is included in Krishna Naam. Pujariyatam, katam api sakridatam muktinam paramamritam evnam jivanam bhushaname. So that is the ornament of the devotee, chanting the holy names. If one is always chanting Hare Krishna, that is the ornament of the devotee, and another will say, wow, look at this devotee, such a nice devotee. He's always chanting Hare Krishna. He's decorated by Krishna Naam. So in this way, we should always try to chant Hare Krishna and serve Krishna, then Krishna will be pleased, and will be pleased, and everyone will be pleased. Hare Krishna. Grandra Chimar Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.